Christmas Eve is beautiful, isn't it? I know many of you are here tonight just to revel in the beauty, to take a pause, to let yourself bask in this sliver of time, the organ during Joy to the World, the choir's descant soaring to the rafters, Gordon and his guitar, and the poetry of the scriptures on this night. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Isn't the light spectacular on Christmas Eve? Show of hands, how many of you walked to church tonight? Okay, not as many as I thought. You've got to go on a walk one of these holiday nights. Orange and yellow glows from windows, candles flicker, there are shadows in the stained glass. But the lights out in the darkness, they're powerful. I grew up in Edmonton, where at this time of the year, the sun doesn't rise until almost 9 a.m. and it sets at 4 p.m. We were a people who walked in darkness. But oh, the lights. In December, we'd go skating at the Alberta Legislature grounds, and there on the hundreds of trees hung shining golden lights. And in the darkness, you couldn't see the cords that held those glowing bulbs or the branches of the trees. And as a child, it seemed to me like the lights were just suspended in midair by magic. Christmas Eve is just so pretty. But in its prettiness, there is also a powerful proclamation. The people who walked in darkness. That was Mary and Joseph. Our Christmas cards make their story look bursting with brightness, but Mary and Joseph lived in a dark time. Their experiences were dark. In those days, a decree went out from the emperor that all the world should be registered. It seemed there was no power more powerful than that of Augustus, he who had power to move the whole world. "But I'm about to give birth," said Mary. "Please don't make me go anywhere right now." You think the emperor hadn't sent his soldiers to prod everybody? "Get up, woman. Get going." All went to their own towns to be registered. Mary and Joseph were people who walked in darkness. Of that, you can be sure. People took one look at them and said, "Sorry, there's no room for you here." And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger. The people who walked in darkness. Those were the shepherds, keeping watch over their flock by night. Well, that was all that they had. Think about it. No bank accounts, no employment insurance, no old age pension, no health benefits. For the shepherds, there was no power more powerful that night than the black void of space and the distant stars, cold and unfeeling in their twinkling, and below them the hard and indifferent ground. And the only buffer between the void and the indifference were the flocks, their only livelihood. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, a people who walked in darkness, keeping watch over their flocks by night. The people who walked in darkness. For a while, that was my husband and me. At the time, we didn't know what else to do except to go for a walk in the dark. We'd put the kids to bed and we'd go out and walk around and around the block. In those days, it really felt as if there was no power more powerful than what we were up against. What's going to happen? We wondered. And will we get through? We walked around in the dark, walking in circles, the people who walked in darkness. You've been there, haven't you? Fumbling around in the dark, wondering if there is any power more powerful than what you are living through. You've been there before in the darkness, and you'll be there again, chances are. And so I want you to hear in all this prettiness the real proclamation of Christmas Eve. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. We walked in darkness almost every night, all through the fall that year, my husband and I, and then December came, and into our darkness, these bursts of light. At first, it was just one house on the block, and then two, and then suddenly everywhere and on every street, they greeted us from the trees, from the rooftops, from fences, from storefronts, in rows of candles set out on windowsills. I don't know if it was the state I was in, maybe it was, but that year I really saw for the first time that in all the prettiness of this season is a deep and powerful proclamation. The lights shined out in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome them. God is with us, and that is more powerful than anything. That's what we celebrate today. God comes to be with us, and no emperor, though he has the power to move the whole world, and no circumstance, though it has the power to shake our very foundations, nothing and no one is more powerful than the holy mystery that is holy love. God comes to be with us, the people who walk in darkness. Christ will be born, Augustus, and the people who walked in darkness will see a great light. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. Do not be afraid. Sparkle all the pretty lights, and do not be afraid. The pretty carols sing, and do not be afraid. Proclaim the pretty colors of the evergreens. We are not alone. We live in God's world. Well, now I don't know. God comes to be with us, you might be thinking, in life, in death, in life beyond death. I don't know. It's a bit much. Don't you think? Can it really be that the people who walk in darkness can see such a great light? You'll have your doubts, but then it will surprise you. A sense of hope when people wonder what it is you have to be hopeful for. An inner peace when friends keep asking how you're managing. And a joy that seems incongruous to your surroundings, and a sense of being loved and held, even when it's just you all alone. Let's just stay here a little while longer in the beauty of this Christmas Eve and the prettiness of all of this and this powerful proclamation. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. May it be so. Amen.